Come on now, my chicken. Look on the cheerful side of things. You must have a few pounds saved. Where are you off to, girl? I could almost envy you, with the whole world in front of you. I've an aunt and uncle in Islington. He's in a small way of business, a watchmaker. I thought I'd tramp over there and see if I could stay with them while I look for work. I've a fancy for being a nursemaid, if anyone will have me.
I'd have you like a shot. A nice-looking, clean young thing like you. If all my little ones hadn't flown already, and I'd ever have more than a few pennies to my name. It's not too far to Islington, is it?
Beth picked up her bundle and kissed Janie on her hot, flowery cheek. No, not far. As she walked along the dusty farm track to the turnpike, Beth thought about the hard days ahead. Farmer Walker had acted so swiftly on hearing the story about her that she had not had much time to think. The person who had dared to tell him, by way of the housekeeper, Miss Milner, was Marianne, the greedy, pretty, spiteful little milkmaid who had an eye on Robert, the master's younger son. She had spun out of what was little more than mutual regard a tale of illicit passion and impending shame. Beth had been instructed that morning to collect a few clothes and possessions.